The young Herr Birbob twitched his nose inquisitively at Rilbrook the Wanderer.
Is the tale finished? Oh, rats! I wanted it to go on and on and jolly well on forever.
The old otter stood and stretched, balancing back on his rudder-like tail.
Well, young cheeky chubs, you know what they say. There's bread and cheese upon the shelf. Want another story? Tell it yourself.
The hare wife brought out rose hip and daisy cordial and some plum and damson cake. Together with the group of leverettes, she had been listening spellbound to the story, only absenting herself occasionally to bring food. Placing the cake and cordial in front of the old otter, she questioned him.
What happened to Jod and Fleetron? Did they marry?
Aye, and stayed on at Redwall. Rockleg didn't, though. He came back to Salamandastron with Sunflash. But that was many seasons later, after old Bella had passed on to the Dark Forest. Sunflash would not leave the Abbey while his mother lived. She went peaceful and happy, long beyond her allotted seasons. They say no badger ever lived longer than Bella.
And did Bryony ever become abbess?
Yes, she was in her middle seasons when Merriam retired and passed on the title to her. Toggett became formal too. Now can I get on with this food? Or are you going to ask me questions until I goes blue in me old face answering?
Just one more thing. Is it true that Sunflash gave up being a warrior after he returned here? I have heard old ones say that he did.
No, he was always ready to defend the coastline or make war on sea rats and such vermin, though he loved growing things so much that he was only known to his enemies as the Mace. Here at Salamandastron, he cultivated the slopes of this mountain the way they are now, fertile and beautiful. As the seasons passed, he became an expert farmer, and creatures travelled from far and wide to learn from his great wisdom. In time, he changed his warrior name from Sunflash to the more gentle Sunstripe. Also, he was the first badger lord to write poetry, an unusual quality in any beast who was ever possessed by the blood wrath. Here, come with me, and I'll show you something.
Followed by a curious group of leverettes, the hare wife and Rilbrook made their way up a rocky path bordering a terraced garden. The otter halted at a stone slab seat.
Watch now. I'll show you something my father showed me, just as his father showed him.
The cheeky Birbob muttered under his breath.
And his father showed him, just as his Auntie Bangtail showed him, and you